Welcome back. Welcome to Monica Talks. I'm so excited about this episode today because I was listening to Maxwell, Lifetime. You know, that song came out so long ago. And I included the link to YouTube so you could listen to it or watch the video so you could be in tune with the message for today. And it's amazing. It's amazing how sometimes you don't understand the lyrics of the song until you actually go through the process of, you know, that growth process that you are meant to go through, or you have that heartbreak and things like that. You like the song, but you don't really understand the song and how powerful the song is to you until it actually happened. So today I'm excited because I include that song in my segment today. So click the link, listen to it, and I mean copy and paste. I don't know if you could click it, but you can most definitely copy and paste and the YouTube will pop up. Once again, I have no rights to this song, but I would like for you to listen to it before we jump into the segment so you can understand the segment and you could be on the same page as I. So go ahead and click that or copy and paste it, and I'll meet you back. That man said, I was reborn when I was broken. That introduction of that song just, you know, make you feel the rest of the lyrics. I remember listening to this song when I was younger and I didn't really understand it. I felt the melody, you know. I felt that my parents, you know, they love that song. When that song come on, you know, they just sing it and they just groove into it. So, hell, I was like, I like that song too. My parents like it, so I like it. And it has a nice beat. I've always been a person of a melody, of great music. And, it, you know, if the beat gets me, I might listen to the words later, but right now I'm listening to it because of the beat. That might just be my generation, or that just be me individually. But melodies get me. And I didn't understand that song till I clocked 30. When he said, I was reborn when I was broken. You don't understand how much. I'm not talking about financial wise. I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about you backed up in a corner and you the only person that put yourself there. You look up and no friends, no family, no mom, no dad, no sister, no brother. Nobody can help you but you and your spiritual guidance. You and the Holy Spirit. That's it. You talking to yourself and you don't want other people to look at you like you're crazy, because, you know, I talk to myself sometimes. I consult with myself sometimes. You know, honestly, I'm my own consultant. I scream at myself sometimes. I get mad at myself sometimes. You know, I'm backed in this corner and I don't have nobody to talk to. So I talk to myself. Until I open up my heart and allow the Holy Spirit to enter my heart so I can have a decent conversation with something or somebody that I understand or understand me. I was reborn when I was broken. Have you ever just rebuilt yourself from the pieces that was left in the road, that people ran you over so many times and you scattered over here, you over here, your heart over here, your leg over here, your body over here, your mind over here, your spirit over here. Everything part of you is just scattered everywhere. And you have to go and you have to find the pieces of yourself to put yourself back together again. Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king horses and all the king men couldn't put Humpty back together again. Why? You gotta put yourself back together. No matter how much that person give you money to make you happy, no matter how much that person take care of you and your kids, no matter how much that person say you beautiful, no matter how much that person say you I love you, no matter how much that person say I got your back, no matter what, I'm riding with you. They can't put you back together again. It would be building a house with broken pieces. Because nobody likes a 1,000-piece puzzle. Nobody likes a 2,000-piece puzzle. Who has time for that? Who has time to sit there and put 2,000-3,000 pieces of puzzles together? You know who? Somebody that has patience. Somebody that has understanding. Somebody knows the importance of every single detail of a perfect picture. You might not get the whole picture. You might not get the whole puzzle. You might not be able to build that house in one sitting. But it will get done. We always in a rush to finish something. I know millennials are. I'm one of them. I'm always in a rush to finish something. I have to finish it today. If I don't finish today, I know I'm not going to get it done tomorrow. I have to get it done right now. Like, it's hot in my head. I have to put it out right now. But sometimes God wants us to take a step back and realize that things take time. When you rush into something, that's when errors occur. And that's how broken pieces into your soul, into your life. Because all the past mistakes that we have placed ourselves in, we are carrying, we just gonna put that in a bag and handle it later. We put that hurt in a bag and handle it later. We'll do this, handle it later. Oh, that person messed up with me, that's fine. I put it in a bag, I handle it later. I'm gonna pack it on my back. Back lady, you gonna miss your bus. Carrying all them bags like that. Really? Why? Because you got all them broken pieces in your backpack. And sometimes you just got to let them go. And come back to it later. I'm not going to miss my bus right now. Because there's something on that bus that I need to learn. Something on that bus that I need to understand. So I'm going to sit this bag right here. And I'm going to get back to it. Who going to steal a bag of broken pieces? Who want what I don't want? I can't get out. Who want what I don't want? Nobody. As long as you want it, somebody always gonna. As long as you have it, somebody always gonna want it. But try not having it again. I mean, nobody want it. That's just like in a relationship. You get in a relationship with that particular person, and all of a sudden, everybody wants this person. All of a sudden, the phone started ringing. All of a sudden, your ex started calling you back. Oh, baby, I miss you. Wait, when I wasn't with nobody, you didn't want me. So when nobody want me, you don't want me. But when somebody have me, you want me. And that goes vice versa. So you're going to go on that journey, get on that bus, leave them bags of broken pieces there, understand what you need to learn, and then you're going to come back and fix it. Fix whatever is carrying you, because God, like I said, God will not move you to the next dimension until you're able and willing to understand what he's trying to do to you, do for you. You know that saying, you have to stop and smell the roses sometimes. I didn't really understand that saying because, I mean, even if I run fast or even if I jog through the garden, I'ma still smell the roses. Now, if that's the scent that I'm supposed to smell, I don't have to stop and sniff every one of them because I'ma smell it anyway. But now that I got older, I realized what that saying is. Don't be so much in a hurry that you miss the little things. The little things that will impact your future in a big way. Sometimes if we stop and smell the roses and see the detail of them and to see how they grow and see how they are orchestrated in one flower bed or whatever you want to call it, or garden, you'll see the beauty in some things. You stop and you collect your thoughts and understand what's your next move, because everybody know that saying, your next move must be your what? Best move. Because if your next move is not your best move, then that maybe that's why some people mess up and they back to square one, because they didn't stop and smell the roses. Now we got our garden together. We stopped and we smelled our roses outside of our broken house. Now let's walk inside our door, inside of our house, and see all those broken pieces, all those broken things that's inside of our home. I don't build my children up. I don't build myself up. I'm unorganized. I'm this. I'm that. I can't seem to get things together in my marriage. I can't seem to get things together in my relationship. I can't seem to fix my relationship with my sister, my brother, my friend, anybody. I can't seem to fix anything. I'm not that handy woman. I'm not that handyman. I'm not good with my hands. I can't fix this house. It's too broken. I'm going to go to sleep and we're going to wake up and make sure that I don't think about it, and tomorrow will be a new day, and next thing you know, it's 20 years down the road and you divorced, your children out of control, and you know, the house is a mess, you became a hoarder, and you like, damn, what happened? Because you just stop and smell the roses around your broken home. I'm gonna handle one thing at a time, because this time I'm fixing something that I know will better myself, that I can live the best part. I can live the best version of me. I can live my best life. I'm living my best life. I ain't going back and forth with you. I'm living my best life. I ain't going back and forth with you. I'm living my... And then, once you fix those broken pieces and you have time and you have patience to put that 1,000 or 2,000 piece puzzle together, because you understand the detail of things, you understand the severity of things, you understand the importance of detail. You can put yourself back together again. Again. This is what that saying is. I'm living the best version of me. You are in control of who enters your life and who exit your life. True enough, we can't pick our family. It ain't like we in the stars and we say, no, we want that person to be our mom and our dad, and that person to be our cousin, that person to be our sister. It's not like we dolls on a shelf, you know, like Build-A-Bear. You can't build your family. I wish you could, but you can't. You cannot build your family. But once you understand who you are, what you want out of life, where you're headed, you can pick and choose who you want to be in your circle and not feel ashamed and not feel embarrassed and not feel hurt because you have to exit that person out. Everybody is not meant to go with you on a road that you are going on. Nobody is meant to go with you, go through that door with you when God's trying to take you place. Sometimes people gotta get left behind. See your cousin. For real, you have to understand who is with you and who is for you and who is not and who against you. You understand those three people, you'll have a better life. I realized that my circle got smaller as I got older. I remember being, you know, 16 in my 20s, going out with a group of friends, two or three car loads full of friends, going to the club, rocking in deep, because that was the thing to do. I knew that I had my circle with me. I knew that I was good. I knew I was protected. I knew that we was right. We gonna shut this club down. Even riding with my cousins, three, four car loads full of cousins, sisters, brothers, just going to the club or going to an amusement park or anywhere we was going, we knew we had to be deep, because that was a statement for us. That was an ego booster for us. Not because I just cussed her out, you know, less than 24 hours ago. I just had a fight with her like almost a year ago. It was nothing like that. We pushed that out to the rug. We pushed that out under the rug, and we're gonna move on. Because we have to be deep when we roll in. You realize that nobody wants to give gas money. This person is always broke. This person can't dress. This person always having starting to fight every time you go somewhere. This person don't even drink or don't even know how to drink. This person gets drunk every time. Run her mouth, tell her business. You tell a secret too. Or you tell you can find in this one person that all of a sudden five other people know and know your business, and they trying to judge you and trying to give their input on your life when they have their own issues with their own self. But as soon as you put input in their life, I don't need you in my business. So I realized as I got older, my circle got smaller. I may have got maybe three or four friends that I have that I can actually call and say, hey, I want to start this business venture. You down? What's up? Or, dang, I'm in a bind right now. Blah, 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 blah. Don't just have to tell this person my problems and I got you. Or just a listening ear, or just say, man, put some clothes on. We finna go ride. I don't know where we're going. We finna go somewhere. We need to air out some stuff. A friend. You got a friend in me. Do, 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 do. You got a friend in me. Do, 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 do. That's all a Tug story. Those that they don't know. But that song is so true. You have a friend in me. A friend, a real live true friend. And you the only person that can understand or know that definition of a friend, because everybody, my definition of a friend may not be the same definition for you as a friend. It might be two different definitions. But if you understand what a friend is and what you need in your life, then that is a friend. And that is somebody that you don't let go. I got a couple of cousins I don't communicate with on a daily basis. But at the family reunion, hey girl, hey dude. Why? Because some people is not supposed to, you're not supposed to communicate all the time with. It's a high and a buy situation. Why? Because the energies you attract is the energies that will stay with you. And if you don't want that energy, don't be around it. Sometimes it's, hi girl, hey dude, bye girl, bye dude. Because once that energy is like a leech, once that energy is on you, it sucks you dry, and you realize, why do I feel like this? Why? Because you let this person inside your circle, messed up your energy. Now you gotta go with crystals and tarot cards and all the rest of this just to try to get back your peace. But when you walk into your house and you understand what is broken, and the pieces on the floor that needs fixing. You get the broom, you get the dustpan, you get the super glue, you get the measuring tape, you get some tape, and you start fixing your house up. It don't have to be perfect. You're gonna see some cracks in the wall. You're gonna see some holes or some pieces missing or something like that. But that's the beauty of it, because then you could, once you put your house back together with the broken pieces that you understand that needed fixing or need some readjustments, you could go out and buy those things to cover up those flaws, those imperfections, those things that when people walk into your house, like, girl, what's that? And when somebody say, girl, what's that? That's ugly. That's how you know I don't need you in my circle. So the door you entered, the door you shall leave. Because a friend gonna walk in there and say, girl, dude, you fixed this house up. That may not be perfect, but you fixed this house up. Let's go get some paint and paint it a color you like. Let's go get some murals or some flowers or, you know, a picture or a poster. You know, yeah, it's a hole right there because maybe you can't find that broken piece or that missing piece, because that's that piece that you needed out your life. So therefore, we're going to go and buy a picture, or we're going to do something different to put over that hole, to put over that ugliness. Because that small imperfection is not going to stop your growth. That small imperfection is not going to stop you from being the best version of yourself. Because guess what? I'm going to put that poster over there and I'm going to keep it moving. Because that's not going to deteriorate me. That's not going to stop me. Because I just built my house from broken pieces. Broken pieces. I rebuild who I was from the brokenness of others that I would allow in my life that to take hold of me. You don't realize how much hurt and pain you carry until you realize that I was reborn when I was broken.